This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
The national news media have not discovered it, but the issue that is bringing out hundreds of citizens who never before attended political meetings is Common Core education standards. More precisely, it is the attempt of Barack Obama's Department of Education to force all states and schools to adopt specified national education standards for each grade level that will dictate what all kids learn and do not learn. Common Core means federal control of school curriculum. That means control by Obama administration left-wing bureaucrats. Federal control will replace all curriculum decisions made by state and local school boards, by state legislatures, by parents, and even Congress, because Obama bypassed Congress using $4 billion of stimulus money to promote Common Core. It's not only public schools that must obey the Fed's dictates. Common Core will control the curriculum of charter schools, private schools, religious schools, Catholic schools, and homeschooling. The control mechanism is the tests. Kids must pass the tests in order to get a high school diploma, admittance to college, or even a GED. If they have not studied a curriculum based on Common Core, they won't score well on the test. Common Core cannot be described as voluntary. Since Common Core is so costly to the states, it's an estimated $15 billion for retraining teachers and the purchase of computers for all kids to take the tests. Common Core is foisted on the locals by a combination of bribes, federal handouts, and as the price for getting a waiver to exempt a state from other obnoxious mandates, such as No Child Left Behind. Don't be under any illusion that Common Core will make kids smarter. The Common Core academic level is lower than what many states use right now.
Has your son or daughter expressed frustration with the liberal ideology and anti-Christian propaganda on their college campus? Encourage any students you know to join Phyllis Schlafly and other conservative leaders in Washington, D.C. on July 18 and 19 for the annual Eagle Forum Collegian Summit. The conference is free to students who register in advance at eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system, an everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
I'm sorry, but I don't want to be an emperor. That's not my business. In this world, there's room for everyone, and the good earth is rich and can provide for everyone. The way of life can be free and beautiful, but we have lost the way. Greed has poisoned men's souls, has barricaded the world with hate. We think too much and feel too little. We think too much and feel too little. More than machinery, we need humanity. More than cleverness, we need kindness. Without these qualities, life will be violent. And all will be lost. Do not despair. The hate of men will pass, and dictators die. Dictators die. And the power they took from the people will return to the people. Will return to the people. Let us all unite. Let us fight for a new world to do away with greed. Now let us fight to free the world. To let us all unite!
Well, welcome, folks, to the Corporation Nation radio program. I am your host, Clint Richardson. And it's just me again today. I have a couple subjects I want to talk about. We'll do a little bit on the genealogy again in probably the last hour. But to start off with today, I received an email. And I received this same kind of email quite often. And I think it's time to address this particular this particular fallacy that's used quite often to fool people into thinking that, again, government is doing something on your behalf, which it really doesn't. So we're talking about municipal corporations, okay? Remember that corporation, okay? Why is that so important? Why is that so darn important? Well, you see, a corporation has limited liability. It means that men are acting on behalf of the corporation instead of themselves. It means that they are not necessarily responsible for their actions. Now, this is only this only goes so far as someone like you or me, going and actually saying, look, you are responsible for your actions. You do not have immunity just because you're operating on behalf of a corporation. You are responsible for your actions. This goes for police officers, sheriffs, all the way up to the governors and the presidents. You know, these people are responsible for their own actions. You cannot give yourself immunity from the law just because you say it's so. This is color of law, and it is absolutely immoral and wrong. So what we have is a bunch of politicians out there basically acting within the limited liability corporation called municipal corporations, which are your counties and your cities, all the way up to the state and federal level. So the question that is posed to me is, and quite often, is, can you tell me about the rainy day fund? And I'm like, the rainy day fund. You know, I've heard that used quite often. I heard John Kerry get up and talk about the rainy day fund of government. I've heard it in all the local municipalities and counties and all the debates and everything else. But let me tell you something, folks. This is one of the big fallacious lies out there that's used to fool you into thinking that government, when it does save money, that it's saving it for you. Okay. Now, let me explain something to you, because this is really important. You have many, many investment funds. Some cities and counties and states have up to 50 and more investment funds. Okay. But by law, these investment funds can only be for certain purposes. Those purposes, nowhere in government, nowhere in the law, nowhere in these private associations, generally accepted accounting principles, government officers, government financial officers association, federal financial office, none of them have anything called a rainy day fund. It's a term used to make you think that the money that government puts into investment funds are for you, for taxpayer services, which it is not. Let me give you an example. You have something called the Capital Improvements Fund, and you'll find a Capital Improvements Fund in most municipalities because it is a legal fund that can be opened. What happens? Well, all the taxpayer money and all the fees and everything are collected, and they go right into the general fund. But you see, government is a nonprofit corporation. It doesn't mean it's not making a profit. It just means that it can't show you that it's making a profit. It can't make a profit on paper. Now, this is very similar to, say, the Red Cross or United Way or all these really, really horrible nonprofits that do the same exact thing. So what happens when you donate to the United Way? Well, they use a little bit of that money to actually help people, although if you ask most people, especially the ones that camp out right next door to the Red Cross and the United Way in some of these battered countries, they'll tell you they're not doing crap to help the people, except maybe providing tents. What the United Way and the Red Cross does is they put that money that they collect into an investment fund. You see, now the Red Cross, on its financial report, can continue to say that it's a nonprofit. You see, because the money was put into an investment fund, and this is the important part, it's designated and restricted for future use. So if we have, back to a municipality, if we have a fund that's designated for, let's say, capital improvements. Well, capital, when you're talking about capital assets, that simply means buildings, trucks, bulldozers, you name it. Those things that are actual tangible assets. We're not talking about liquid assets. We're talking about the real estate and that sort of thing. Okay. So if we have a capital improvements fund, that fund is strictly reserved for capital improvements and nothing else, okay? That is what the law allows from these private associations, of course, which just sheds a whole new light on things. We also have something called the Debt Service Fund. Well, okay, what is a debt service fund? That doesn't sound right, does it? Well, that's one of the most popular funds because what that does is instead of the government using what's in the general fund to actually pay off their debt and please understand that all municipalities out there tomorrow could pay off all of their debt, all of their bonds, and be completely in the black and still have money left over. But instead of doing that, government, of course, wants to be in debt because that's the only way it can charge you more taxes. It can justify more taxes, just like a manager who has a certain budgeted amount and all of a sudden has $5,000 left over in his accounts. Is not going to say, hey, look, I was under budget. No, he's going to go out and he's going to either invest that or he's going to say, well, I'm going to go buy 500 fancy pens and that'll take care of that $5,000. That way I can justify next year getting more money into my budget. I can charge more taxes. I can justify my overinflated budget and I can charge more taxes or I can charge, I can go to my manager, my president, my corporation say, yeah, unfortunately, we spent all our money this year, even though they spent it on pens just to get that $5,000 next year. They might even go over budget like so many governments do and report to the people that they're in the red and therefore we need to raise more taxes. So the debt service fund, we take the money out of the general fund, which can be used for anything, you know, repair your potholes or anything else. And we designate it by putting it into a partition fund. And we say this is only going to be used for future amortized payments on our future debt payments. So the money is sitting there today while the bonds that have, the loans, the low interest loans that have been taken out, sit there and collect interest. Money sits in an account designated to pay future payments on bonds. Instead of paying off the bonds, the law says, well, yeah, you can create this fund, you can designate the money. Okay? This is what the government refers to when it says rainy day funds. What the law doesn't say is that you can have a fund entitled rainy day fund. That is a lie. All right, folks, we'll be back. We'll continue. And I also want to talk about some this horrible thing that's going on the internet about false quotes. We'll be back.
John Statmiller here. Sometimes in life, you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Veteran-owned and operated.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit WhatLiesInYourDebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com has solutions. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at WhatLiesInYourDebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit WhatLiesInYourDebt.com. For many years, coffee lovers have learned that for the freshest coffee, you need to roast your own beans. Unfortunately, that usually meant paying more per pound for coffee than you could get it at the local grocery. Those wanting to store rich coffee for long-term use have been frustrated with the lack of quality coffee available with a long shelf life. So we usually settle for brand name coffee, either ground or instant. But now we have another solution. Canned green coffee beans. Green coffee beans have not been roasted. And since the bean is not cracked yet, the shelf life is many years longer than roasted or ground coffee. Due to the way it's packed, you can expect these to stay fresh for 20-plus years. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order your canned green coffee beans. A single can is only $11.94. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. CampingSurvival.com.
Nation Radio Show. I'm Clint Richardson. So, you know, again, anytime you hear a politician say that we are going to put that money in a rainy day fund or that we have a rainy day fund, just remember that all of these funds, these investment funds of government, there's, again, there's 50 in the average government. You have the sewage fund, you have the water fund, you have the capital improvements fund, you have all these different funds. The whole purpose of those funds is not to help you, folks. It is one, and first and foremost, it's to take your money that you're paying in taxes and fees and all the other things, and it's to put that money into an investment account. Okay? That is the sole purpose of government. Okay? The second purpose of that is to restrict that money, because you cannot restrict, well, you can, but it's a lot harder to justify the restriction on the money if it's sitting in the general fund. The general fund is supposed to be for everything. There's no justification for not spending money where it should if it's sitting in the general fund. So you put it in all these other investment funds, or you create a new one. Let's say you're going to build a bridge in 10 years, and you start an investment fund strictly for that bridge. You put it in there. It gains interest. It gains all that. Okay, that's what government's doing with your money. So when it says there's a rainy day fund, there is no such thing under the sun. Okay, a rainy day fund, what would that even mean? Because, I mean, it's about to rain here in Utah. Does that mean, oh, look, it's raining, we can use the money? It's a fallacy, folks. There is no such thing as a rainy day fund. Next time you hear that, call your politicians out and tell them to point you to the rainy day fund. It doesn't exist. There is no such thing. I just wanted to point that out because I keep getting emails of people asking because they keep hearing their lying politicians talk about it. It doesn't exist. Hey, folks, I finally got around after, 5 weeks, and I finally got around to getting a chat room. If you're interested in joining the chat room, the address or the website is corporationnation.chattango.com. Again, if you want to join the chat, it's corporationnation.chattango.com. Tango.com, chattango. And I apologize for not doing that earlier. I didn't realize how actually easy it was. I was thinking it would be it would be a lot more difficult. All right, so enough of that. Let's talk about something that is really, really upsetting me lately. Now, I get quotes sent to me all the time from politicians, from court cases, from books and from these. And the problem that I come up against almost every time is that I have to then go verify those quotes, because you cannot take a quote at face value. Let's say that I get a quote from a court case that happened, let's say pre-1938, or happened before the Bar Association took over. You actually have to not just take that quote at face value, because that quote might be talking about just one specific thing, whereas the quote in itself appears to be talking in general. There's so many things that are wrong. Sometimes quotes come to me from court cases, and it turns out that it's not the quote from the actual case. It is a quote from someone who is talking about the case and just giving you a generalized opinion about what the case actually says. So you go and you actually throw that out there, and then you comes around later and someone says, well, no, that wasn't actually said in that case. So I've had to stop using quotes. Now, one of the callers yesterday was talking about some of these people who I keep telling you, these people aren't heroes. They're here. They're in office because of their blood. They're presidents because of their blood. They're senators. They're congressmen. They're Supreme Court justices because of their blood. No other reason. Okay? So when we're talking about the Kennedys, when we're talking about Andrew Jackson and the fallacious quotes about him going up against the central bank, no, folks, these are untrue. Now, I want to use the perfect example of this to prove that you need to verify everything that comes to you. You cannot just take things at face value. All right, so let's go to the one of the worst of them, which is President Wilson. Okay, what did Wilson do? He, of course, Woodrow Wilson, of course, signed the Federal Reserve Act. Now, the quote that gets thrown around, and I want you to understand that this quote is used in the Money Masters. It's used in America, Freedom to Fascism. It's used in some Alex Jones documentaries. It's used in several documentaries. It's quoted all the time, and yet it is a completely fictitious, thrown-together quote from several different things. That quote goes like this. After signing the Federal Reserve Act, this is how Wilson is quoted. He says, quote, "I am a most miserable man. I have unwittingly ruined my country. A fantastic industrial nation is controlled by its system of confidence. Our system of confidence is concentrated. The growth of the nation, therefore, and all of our activities are in the hands of a few men." Okay, well, it sounds reasonable, even though the guy just signed the Federal Reserve Act. Okay, fine. What does that do? It makes us have sympathy for the guy who just signed into law the Federal Reserve Act. But what is the origin of this quote? Where did it come from? Well, some people say it's a diary. Some people say it's other things. Well, let's go to what the Money Masters says. Money Masters website in the movie says it says, quote, "Despite these warnings, Woodrow Wilson signed the 1913 Federal Reserve Act." Then it says a few years later, he wrote, "I am a most unhappy man. I have unwittingly ruined my country," and the quote that we just read. Okay. Is that true? That he wrote that a few years after signing the document? Well, we'll let you know here in a minute. How about the movie America, Freedom to Fascism? The quote is, "I am a most unhappy man. I've unwittingly ruined my country. A great industrial nation is now controlled by its system of credit. We're no longer a government of free opinion, no longer a government by conviction of the vote of the majority, but a government by the opinion and duress of a small group of dominant men." He wrote that apparently after signing the Federal Reserve. Now, Aaron Russo, whether he was the original one to do this or not, also twisted another quote completely out of context. And that quote in the movie was, "We can't be so fixated on our desire to preserve the rights of ordinary Americans." That's the quote. And that's apparently from Bill Clinton on March 11th, 1993. But what did Clinton actually say on March 1st, 1993? Well, his quote, to be exact, was, now remember, it says, "We can't be so fixated on our desire to preserve the rights of ordinary Americans." That was the quote given. But what he actually said was, "We can't be so fixated on our desire to preserve the rights of ordinary Americans to legitimately own handguns and rifles. It's something I strongly support. We can't be so fixated on that that we are unable to think about the reality of life that millions of Americans face on the streets that are unsafe, under conditions that no other nation, no other nations has permitted to exist." So you see, not only was that not just a sentence that was said, because, of course, Russo ends it with a period, but it actually has to do with a specific topic, which is handguns and owning them and not regulating them. Okay? This is how quotes get taken completely out of context. We'll be back, folks, and we'll let you know the origins of that Wilson quote. Stay with us.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org. Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract! A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept! That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
My neighbor, welcome again to this neighborhood. I'd like to show you something. You know what this is? Well, maybe if I press this button.
Imagine every person that you see is somewhat different, from every other person in the world. Some can do some things. Some can do others. Did you ever think of the many things you've learned to do? Many things you've learned. Did you ever grow anything in the garden of your mind? You can grow ideas in the garden of your mind.
In the garden of your mind.
It's good to be curious about many things. And you can think about things.
Welcome back.
Believe.
It certainly is good to be curious. Isn't that a creepy song? I just loved it so much. I had to use it because, I mean, what could be more creepier than insightfulness from Mr. Rogers, right? Actually, if you like some of that music, it's from a guy that has a band called Melody Sheep. If you go to melodysheep.com, you can see some of the videos, including the opener that I use, which is from The Dictator, from Charlie Chaplin. Which I think is just a wonderful piece of work. And you can download for free, or you can pay for it. It's your choice. Good stuff, and he was kind enough to let me use it. So what is the deal with this? We see these quotes that are taken completely out of context, and they are used in what are supposed to be, quote-unquote, documentary films. What happens? Well, You know, someone makes a film, they use the quote, someone else sees the film, and they take that quote, and they just copy and paste it into their film, or into their article, or into their research project. You see, we have a big, big problem in our little movement, and that is that no one verifies these quotes. No one verifies, especially court cases, because I've gotten, I'd say 50% of the quotes that I get from court cases, I will spend 30 minutes going through a darn court case, and that quote is nowhere to be found in that court case. And that's very upsetting because it's a waste of time, and it's also a false sense of something. And generally, they're designed to make you feel good. Oh, look, there is hope. Well, guess what? It's not actually there. So, again, the Money Master says, this is very important, despite these warnings, Woodrow Wilson signed the 1913 Federal Reserve Act. And it says a few years later, he wrote this quote. Well, guess what? Of course, the Money Masters didn't show a source for that. They just copied it from someone else. Well, let's go to the source. When we actually examine it, we can actually find different parts of the quote. Here's the problem. Parts of the quote came from what's called The New Freedom by Woodrow Wilson, which was actually a Doubleday book, which has the part of the quote. Now, this book was printed in 1913. Now, when we read the description, which was the same year as, the same year as he signed the Federal Reserve Act, but when we read the description of the book, we read that The New Freedom, the book where this quote comes from, or part of it, The New Freedom comprises the campaign speeches and promises of Woodrow Wilson in the 1912 presidential campaign. Oh, well, that means that he could have said it anywhere from 1911 to 1912, and then it was printed in 1913. So how could he have said that, quote, years after he signed the Federal Reserve Act, which was actually December, close to Christmas. Good Christmas Eve. I can't remember the date exactly, but it was around Christmas at the end of 1913. Well, that's just it. He didn't. He said it in a book, The New Freedom, comprising the campaign speeches of Woodrow Wilson in the 1912 presidential campaign. Why did someone do this? Why did someone take a quote and claim that it was a later quote? Well, it's to make you people out there sympathetic to one of the bloodline, as if they're a hero. They're not heroes. When they come out and they tell you about the military-industrial complex, when Kennedy comes out and says what he says, guess what, folks? They're not telling you to warn you. They're telling you to give you tacit consent. They're telling you what's going to happen to you. Okay, they're not trying to help you. They're telling you the way things are going to be. Okay, you doubt that? Well, look at the way things are now, and then go back and look at the speeches that were said. Nothing was done about them. The people didn't revolt. The courts and the media didn't get all over it and stop it. No. This was a way of informing you, of giving you and obtaining basically informed consent of the people. Yes, we have a massive military-industrial complex. Now, here we have a quote that makes Mr. Wilson appear to be sorry that he signed the Federal Reserve Act. And yet, the Federal Reserve Act was the biggest part of his campaign to become president. I mean, it's ridiculous. So how is it that he could have said this if he, you know, it's... He signed the Federal Reserve Act on December 23rd, I believe, is 1913. Nobody verifies the facts. Nobody verifies the quotes. It turns out that he didn't even write or say the phrase, "I am a most miserable man." There is no source for that sentence. "I am a most miserable man. I have unwittingly ruined my country." Not that anybody can find. I can't find it. But let's read what is actually said in Chapter 8 of The New Freedom, which is his book on his campaign. It says, quote, "A great industrial nation is controlled by its system of credit." Okay, well, so someone took that little piece, and they combined it with a sentence that he never even said. Our system of credit is privately concentrated. The growth of the nation, therefore, and all of our activities are in the hands of a few men who, even in their action, be honest and intended for the public interest, are necessarily concentrated upon the great undertakings in which their own money is involved, and who necessarily, by very reason of their own limitations, chill and check and destroy genuine economic freedom. What was he doing here? Remember, this is a campaign speech. Just like Obama, just like Bush, just like Kerry, just like Palin, they're going to say, oh, yeah, we have these problems, big problems we need to fix. That's all he's doing here. He's actually telling you that we need to fix this problem that he's listing, and he's calling these men honest. they're his kin, for God's sake. He's saying there's a problem with the banking system. Banks are printing up money with no restriction whatsoever, no regulation. We need a central bank. That's what these speeches were about. He's campaigning on the fact that he's going to create a central bank. He wasn't sorry. It's a ridiculous notion to think he was sorry. And it's all based on this one quote that was completely a fallacy. In chapter 9, he goes on to say in The New Freedom, we have restricted credit, we have restricted opportunity, we have controlled development, and we have come to be one of the worst ruled, one of the most completely controlled and dominated governments in the civilized world. No longer a government by free opinion, no longer a government by conviction and the vote of the majority, but a government by the opinion and the duress of small groups of dominant men. All right, so someone comes along and puts all these different quotes together to form this. Okay, first they take something that can't be proven. I am a most unhappy man. I have unwittingly ruined my country. Okay, that sets the mood. That makes him seem like he feels really sorry about what he did. And yet that quote is completely fallacious. It doesn't exist. Okay, he adds, a great industrial nation is controlled by its system of credit. Our system of credit is concentrated. The growth of the nation, therefore, da-da-da-da-da. We have become one of the worst ruled, one of the most completely controlled and dominated governments in the civilized world. This is the final product, a completely fallacious, put-together piece, puzzle piece of many different quotes from different sources, one of them non-existent. And that is what makes it into movies. That is what makes it onto websites. Okay, this is why I am now in a position where I cannot stand to use quotes. I tried to use a quote from Lenin the other day about capitalism and socialism. And I looked it up. Sure enough, it was a false quote. Couldn't be found, couldn't be proven. Okay, this internet thing is a double-edged sword. It is at the same time priceless in the fact that I can pull up anything, almost anything I want. But at the same time, what happens? I pull up not the primary source, but a secondary, a third, or a fourth primary source. And I get quotes like this. Now, who made this quote? I do not know. But I'll tell you what, it is a hassle. Track them down. So I'm warning you folks that when you see these kind of quotes, do not take them at face value. Verify everything, especially court cases. We'll be back. Stay with us. But if you think you need guns to stop tyranny, then what you waiting for? We've already stripped you of your liberty, privacy, civil rights, and dignity. You want some more?
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cow mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com.
Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit HerbalHealer.com today. HerbalHealer.com. That's HerbalHealer.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
It is like a finger pointing away to the moon. Don't concentrate on the finger or you will miss all that heavenly glory.
Empty your mind. Be formless, shapeless, like water. Water can flow or it can crash. Be water, my friend.
Water never goes stale, so you gotta just keep on flowing, keep on flowing. So you gotta just keep on,
Under the sky, under the heaven, there is but one family.
Do not believe in styles. Styles separate man. It's a process of continuing growth.
Process of
empty your mind.
Again, I'm Clint Richardson. Again, we have a Chat Tango chat room going on, and the address for that is corporationnation.chattango.com. My first day on that, so, I try to look at it when I'm talking, and it just confuses me, so I'll get better at it, though. So I wanted to get back to, just fair warning to all you folks who are researchers like myself who constantly get things thrown at them. Verify everything. That's the moral of the story. When your politicians tell you something and they say we have a rainy day fund, no, they don't. when you get a court case, when you get a, when you get anything sent, you verify it. Or just don't use it. Put it to the side, whatever, because it's such a lengthy process to verify such things. And half the time I think that such things are passed along by what we commonly refer to as trolls, controlled opposition, that kind of thing. You know, I wanted to, you know, my background is a sound designer in Hollywood. I worked right on the corner, if anyone's familiar, right on La Brea and Hollywood Boulevard, which is right by the Kodak Theater, where all the bloodline gather every year for their little awards ceremonies. But I wanted to talk about the Hollywood crowd because it's disgusting. I mean, what else can I say? I mean, the trash that's coming out today. Now, I was watching an episode of Family Guy, and I got to admit, Family Guy does some funny stuff, but at the same time, it does some stuff that is so completely outrageous, so completely immoral and unconstitutable, unthinkable, that should be on television. And I realize, you know, we've been going sort of in an incremental push towards complete debauchery since we had Leave It to Beaver. And we progressed, and we had, all these different shows, and each one progressively got worse. We had Barney Miller, we had Horseshack, we had, we had Happy Days, we see the concept of entertainment coming out of Hollywood just get more and more disgusting. And because it's incremental, you actually get used to it. You don't really notice it as much as you should. Again, that's like the grass growing around you. And now we're at the point, and it's kind of like the singularity. Everything is progressing a lot quicker. The degradation of society is progressing a lot quicker. And so the entertainment, which is helping that along, is getting worse and worse and worse. So I'm trying to imagine that if in 40, 50 years, we can go from Leave It to Beaver to Family Guy, what are we going to be at in another 10 years, like even another 5 years? Because, again, we're approaching a singularity, a point where nothing is off limits. No topic is too taboo. No topic is too controversial. And the degradation that's happening inside the entertainment industry, the blood and guts, the murder, the scandal. I mean, look at the lineup for ABC. It's scandal. It's murder. It's, you know, it's just, I never thought I'd be in a position to be talking about this, because I'd always hear parents say how bad, you know, TV was and how bad music was. Turns out they were right. It turns out they were right on, and I got to understand that firsthand by working in Hollywood, because I found myself working on the most bloody, gory zombies and demons and dragons and creatures and making them all come to life and sound, you know, real. And I you know, one of the most important aspects of that is that we used real pain, real sounds from real animals. One of the favorite sounds that I would use, and so many others would use, was the screams of pigs being castrated. Okay, we would go to this, we would take our recording gear, take our mics, and we would go and we would actually record the misery of animals. We would record the misery and suffering of animals. I want to make that very clear. When you are hearing all of these sounds of aliens and creatures and zombies and everything else, the favorite sound is the squealing of a pig getting castrated. Okay, the favorite sound is the sound of a bull being castrated. That is the optimal time to record sound, and it doesn't really register that that's what you're listening to, because it sounds so darn real, and that's why we use those type of sounds. Okay? Now, I was a sound designer in the top company there for 6-7 years in Hollywood before I quit. And I saw a lot of actors come and go. I got to meet a lot of people. You know, one of the first nights I was there in Hollywood, I went to a nightclub, and I met, what's her name, with all the top 25 number one hits, Mariah Carey. And I met this person and that person. And I met a producer, a Jewish producer. He says, hey, come out to my car. He opens his trunk, and there's a big suitcase, like a tackle box, full of every drug imaginable. Any drug you wanted. All free. All good. And, you know, after a while, I had to quit. And I have a complete explanation of why I quit on my blog. It's called Why I Quit Hollywood. You really want to get an inside scoop of why Hollywood is so bad? Go read that. Turned out I was listening to the radio one day in my little windowless studio, and I hear an interview with a soldier. And that soldier was learning how to pilot drones. He was a drone pilot. And he learned how, and he was now stationed on a base in New Mexico, I believe it was. And he told the story about how he goes to work every day. His family actually lives right on the base, his wife and child. And he goes and he gets into what can only be considered a video game booth. Basically where they fly the drones. Got a joystick and a fire button, a couple fire buttons. If he wants to fire a missile, it's one button. If he wants to fire a machine gun, it's another button. And he flies the drones. He kills women and children. And he said they have about a 95% collateral rate, meaning that that in order to get one quote-unquote terrorist, 95% of the kill ratio was collateral damage. Well, what does that mean? That means men, women, and children completely innocent of any crime, walking down the street, just happens to be in the wrong place at the wrong time, and boom, they're dead. Blood all over the streets. And then he said, hey, you know, and that's my job, and I then, you know, I leave my job, I put on a different hat, and I go home to my wife and child. And now I'm a father figure. And the next day I get up, I put on my my predator drone hat, and I go back and I do my work. So I actually found later a similar interview that was being done, and it's a fantastic video. Again, it's on my blog. If you search for Why I Quit Hollywood, you'll find that. And the video at the end is priceless because it shows the technology of drones, how incredibly, incredibly advanced their guidance systems are, how they can fly in formation. It's sick. It's absolutely sick. And this guy had no remorse because, you know what? He grew up in the video game generation, which is exactly what I was participating in. Those are the sounds I was making. All right, folks, we'll be back for the second half. Get into our genealogy studies right after these messages.
With financial uncertainty.